Hello, and welcome to our very first episode of the Hospitality Talks podcast. I am Fung, your host, and today we're going to talk about a very interesting topic that has been controversial for a while now. But before we jump into that, let's welcome our first guest of the show. We have Don here with me today. How are you, Don?
I'm good, thank you.
Why don't you introduce yourself a little bit to the audience?
So my name is Don, I'm 20 years old. I'm a student in Niagara College and currently working at the Keg Steakhouse and Bar.
Well, I see. So you seem to have experience in the hospitality industry. So the topic of today is Airbnb. Yes, the good old Airbnb that everyone in the hospitality industry has been discussing for so long. We are going to talk about the pros and cons of hotels versus Airbnb and what the future of traveling accommodation we think might look like. For the people who are not aware, Airbnb is basically an app where you can find listings for accommodation from hosts all over the world. So it's like they have a space and they post it online. You scroll through hundreds and hundreds of them, choose what you like. You see what you like, you book it, and that's it. That's where you're gonna travel to. So first, Don, I have a question for you. Do you prefer to stay in an Airbnb or a hotel when it comes to traveling?
I prefer hotel.
And why is that?
It's nice service, reliable, and there's many surround restaurant.
So you seem to be a fan of hotels, huh? I am more like an Airbnb kind of person. So can you tell us more about why you would like to stay in a hotel instead? Like, what are the advantages? Yeah.
The first thing that I care about is safety. In hotel, we stay in an affluent environment, meaning that there will be no bird on your bed, there will be no crack on the ceiling, and the safety reason is the most important. The hotel are providing us a safe place to stay in terms of internet security, room security, and their privacy policy is also very reliable.
Oh wow, I never thought of safety as a criterion, but now that you have mentioned that, I totally agree with you. Safety is very important.
The location is another reason why I choose hotel. Most hotels situate in the business or tourist area, which is very convenient. Although the price may be a little higher, the convenience and time efficiency is what is changing. There's a wide range of service and amenities that make hotel my first choice. They have wake-up call, spa, gym, swimming pool, and complimentary breakfast.
But are there any disadvantages though? If hotels are so good, why do we see people turning to Airbnb?
Well, sometimes the hotel rate get higher when it's holiday or there's bad weather, and the price is of hotel is already higher than Airbnb anyway, so why would they charge us with even a higher fee when we actually need it? The restricted access to the facility due to their policy is what made me feel uncomfortable. You will be charged if you use other amenities that is not included in the normal rate, and if you do any damage or loss to the facility, you will be charged with humanity, so I can never feel comfortable when I'm staying at home, but I will be charged if I do any damage to my home, right? And another reason is that you have to pay the extra for on-site parking, TV channel, pass Wi-Fi, in-room dining, and other services.
Another point that I would like to add is that you have to tip a lot of people. I mean, this is not necessarily a bad thing, but for me, as a traveler who like goes around on a budget, this can add up and it can be quite a hassle for me. So now I'm going to talk about the pros of Airbnb because I love Airbnb. In fact, I just stayed in an Airbnb last weekend when I was traveling to Toronto. It was such a nice experience. So when it comes to advantages, the first one that I would like to mention is affordability. For me, I don't want to pay too much just to have a roof over my head. Like at a decent hotel, you pay $200 for a standard room with a bed, probably a TV, but nothing more. And the space is so crammed, you barely can walk around. But with Airbnb, if you're lucky, like at the same price, you can find an entire apartment for yourself with a kitchen full of amenities and even laundry on site. The added fees like tax and cleaning can also make it less appealing. The price can jump up to as much as twice the original price that you see because of taxes and cleaning fees and sometimes deposits. Another disadvantage is that sometimes they require a minimum stay of X number of days, or hosts can just cancel the reservation a few days before the arrival, and that can really affect the whole planning of your trip. So Don, do you think that hotels or Airbnb is better?
Well, now if you're going to ask me which one is better, I honestly cannot tell. They are surely rivaling each other, but at the same time, Airbnb is also a supporter when all hotels are booked during peak period. However, some hosts who own a lot of property are trying to illegally compete with hotels, and this totally goes against the original concept of Airbnb, which is simply just house sharing. There are actually laws on Airbnb in major cities, for example in New York. Airbnb with short-term stay are mostly illegal to protect hotels and local housing crisis.
What do you think the future will look like?
Well, since Airbnb is trying really hard to win over hotel, I think hotel will have to rethink their brand as being good quality, genuine, authentic, and consistent. Yes, consistency is the most important thing when it comes to a hotel brand. Brand loyalty is something Airbnb cannot compete with because Airbnb features millions of different hosts, right?
Also, Airbnb is selling a lot of experience packages, and I think those are super fun. Like the Greek food tour in Toronto, walking tour, painting class, and even hiring a photographer for you. If hotels can somehow link with these experience services and sell them to guests, it can be a great idea. So for the recap, we talked about the pros and cons of hotels and Airbnb. For hotels, the advantages are great service, safety, reliability, and restaurants around. The disadvantages are pricey, restricted space, and sometimes you have to pay for extra amenities. For Airbnb, the advantages are more affordable, more options, and the disadvantages are questionable quality, added fees, required minimum stays, and sometimes hosts can cancel your trip. In the future, hotels can rethink their brand, focus more on consistency, and selling experience package beside rooms to compete in the game. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Hospitality Talks podcast. Thank you, Don, for being here and sharing your opinions. All of the sources for today's podcast will be in the description box. We hope you have a nice day and see you in the next episode.